We're in the yard with certified arborist John Eisenhower of Integrity Tree Service. Call with your questions right now at 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
Lucy from Maryville, good morning, ma'am. Welcome to the program. How may we help you?
Well, good morning. I planted a mesquite tree about 2 weeks ago, and it's a very small one. I received it from an SRP workshop for the desert trees and that.
Mm-hmm.
And it did just fine. I had it for approximately a week before I got it in the ground. And I made sure that the hole was nice and moist in that before I put the tree in. I let the ground absorb the water and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it seemed to be doing fine for about a week. But now the leaves are starting to curl on the top. I don't know if I'm putting too much water on it or not enough.
All right. Well, we'll let Mr. John Eisenhower of Integrity Tree Service answer that question for you.
Well, if you have any concern about overwatering, I would take that concern seriously, because any kind of leaf curling, when you've made an effort to try to water trees carefully, it sounds like you're taking some added measures by watering the surrounding soil as well. It could very well be that you have water that's starting to pool in the bottom of that planting hole. Just as you suggested, if you don't water the surrounding soil before you plant a tree, the dry soil will often wick the moisture out of the planting hole itself when you water. So you did the right thing to pre-water your holes. If you ever are planting a tree, especially in the summer, it's a great idea. The problem is our clay soils have incredibly high water-holding capacity, and people don't realize that. Even though the surface soil down to maybe 3 inches is completely baked dry, below that, our clay soils are holding that water and making it available to the trees for a long, long period of time. Sometimes the water, through capillary action and evaporation, actually comes back up through the root zone and is made available to the plant a second time. As the soil surface is drying, then the moisture is lifted back up through the soil through evaporation, and the trees are getting it a second time. So people sometimes are putting water on top of water on top of water, just based upon the surface soil being dry, failing to realize that actually the tree is suffocating.
That was very fascinating.
Yeah.
I'd never heard that on the double, would you call it double dipping?
That's right, double dipping. And that's what is so good about our desert soils. People don't like that hard clay soil, but that hard clay soil has the highest water holding capacity of any soil texture around the world. A lot of other climates have a lot of other locations have loamy, sandy soils, which drain quickly. They don't hold water very well. Our clay soils hold it beautifully and keep it for a long time. That's why our creosotes can sit out there without rain for 2 or 3 years and survive.
Now, we're on the topic of yellowing. We've got Michael in Tempe who wants to talk about his pear branches yellowing. Go ahead, Michael.
Good morning. I've got two evergreen pears. They're 10, 12 years old. One of them last year started yellowing, and so I put fertilizer and ironite out on it, and it really never helped. And now this year, the other one is starting to do that, and it's one branch right now is turning yellow, and the leaves start turning yellow, and then they're starting to actually brown and crisp on the edges.
Mm-hmm. You know, a 10 or 12-year-old pear tree could be getting to the end of its normal lifespan, too. Something to consider, all of our stone fruit trees and our pears, which are non-fruit-bearing trees, some of the decorative pears, they have a pretty short lifespan. So just keep that in mind. They start to run into stresses, just like humans, as we age, start to have some age-related problems. So do trees. As they reach maturity and drop into senescence, they start to have some health problems, especially pears. Pears often yellow. It's a very common problem. They're not as well adapted to our alkaline soil conditions. Have a little bit of trouble in our high pH in uptaking the nutrients. Even though the nutrients may be in the soil, because of our high pH, they're unavailable to the plants. So throwing fertilizer at them sometimes isn't a real remedy. Another problem that pears have is a bacterial disease called fire blight. Fire blight is brought in by bees. They carry this bacteria into the blossoms in the early spring. As you know, those evergreen pears have that beautiful white bloom in very early spring. They dump all their leaves, actually, and the whole tree is covered with a blossom. Just like our ironwoods, they have to then drop the blooms and put leaves back on. But when those bees bring that bacteria into the blossoms, the bacteria starts traveling from the ends of the branches inward. So you start getting this appearance like the ends of the branches are all burned. And that's why they call it fire blight. So if you're getting that yellowing out on the ends of individual branches and it looks like they're burned out on the tips, you very well could have this bacterial problem called fire blight. The treatment method is to actually prune back into good wood some foot or so below the infected areas, and sometimes you can control it. Also making sure you treat your pruning equipment between pruning cuts so you don't transfer it any further into the tree.
And when you're doing this, would you wait until the fall so you don't burn the tree?
You know, I would – no, because it's only affecting those little – those are dead –
It's not the entire tree.
No, these are just the dead branch ends, and they're already dying, so they're not providing much shade for the tree. So you can clip those off and try to get some control on it if you do it early enough. If it's widespread in the tree, it's pretty difficult to control.
What do you treat your pruners with between – and do you do this between each cut?
Yeah, you can use a mild bleach solution, which is nice to just kind of spray your equipment with it in a spritzer and then go back to pruning.